A green and white swastika drawn across the southbound lane of South Tongass Highway appeared Wednesday morning. The spray-painted anti-Semitic and white supremacist symbol drew widespread condemnation from community members. Hannah Bales was sitting on Rotary Beach with a friend just up the road. She says it's distressing.
It feels like a space has been created where people feel comfortable doing that without fully understanding the impact that it has on our community members.
She says more people in the community need to better appreciate the power of symbols.
When we're comfortable with people driving around town with their Confederate flags or hanging their Confederate flags inside of their businesses that are inside the plaza, it's not a big leap to see swastikas spray painted on the sidewalk.
One passerby who said she was of Jewish descent called the graffiti disgusting and hurtful. She didn't want to be identified out of fear of being targeted by white supremacists. A local LGBTQ group condemned the vandalism and imagery. Ketchikan Pride Alliance's Ryan McHale says the community needs to have a serious conversation about its values.
Because if we want community members to feel like they can be safe here, especially our Jewish community members, our Black community members, our queer LGBTQ plus community members, how can they feel safe if they're seeing swastikas and racist epithets on walkways and roads?
The first vandalism appeared over the weekend on a trail and skate park near Schoenbar Middle School, but the latest outbreak was south of city limits. Ketchikan police say they're still investigating the first incident, but the latest graffiti is out of their jurisdiction. Alaska State Troopers confirmed that they're investigating, but the agency says they have no suspects or leads. A spokesperson in Anchorage says troopers are working with Ketchikan police to see if the two incidents are connected. Ketchikan police have also yet to publicly identify any suspects. Lieutenant Andy Berenson says the graffiti near the middle school included a social media handle that was misspelled.
Well, usually if you look at people that are identifying themselves or signing their handiwork, they generally spell their own name correct. So I think we feel pretty good thinking that person is not a suspect.
Officials with the State Department of Transportation, which maintains South Tongass Highway, say they plan to use pressure washers on Thursday to remove the paint from the roadway. Police Lieutenant Berenson says his department is taking its investigation seriously.
We can't have this stuff become commonplace. It's not okay. And so certainly when you add in the content of it, it's juvenile. It's all about hate, and it's just got no place in our town or any town, but certainly doesn't belong here.
Anyone with information about either incident can call Ketchikan Police's anonymous tip line at 225-CLUE, and state troopers can be reached at 225-5118. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.